Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text is the gospel lesson. Jesus has appeared. He's beginning to do his thing in various places. And John hears about him. John baptized him, but John's in jail. John came up the wrong side against Herod's wife, and Herod decided that he'd listen to his wife. He really kind of liked John. He thought he was okay. He thought what he proclaimed was reasonable. He thought he was somebody that he could get to know and be happy with. Well, his wife didn't see it that way. And John kept calling attention to the things that Herod and his wife both were doing, none of which were acceptable. So she finally developed a little crusade against him. And in the long run, he literally lost his head over it. She had him beheaded. She had the head brought to her so that she knew he was dead. But here we've got John the Baptist in jail. He hasn't gone through this thing with Herod yet. And he's trying to figure out for sure who this Jesus of Nazareth is. He knows him a little bit. He baptized him. Nobody else did. And I don't think, unless somebody can show otherwise, I don't think Jesus ever baptized anybody. But he was baptized by John. He told John that he would baptize him. And he said, no, to fulfill all righteousness, you must baptize me. And so he did. And as he came up out of the water, the heavens opened and the dove lighted on his head. And the words came out, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Pay attention to him. Listen to what he says. And so now John has gone his way, and John's developed his own group of followers. And he's baptizing a lot of people. Some of the people he's not, the ones who came because they thought they were better than everybody else and had a reason to be considered better than everybody else, were told, don't bother. You bunch of snakes, I don't want anything to do with you. Go back where you came from. And yet he baptized all the other people, doing something that hadn't been done before. He talked about repentance. Now, that had been talked about before. The Jews had talked about repentance. It means that you understand what your sins are, and you're asking God to forgive you because you know that by yourself, you can't handle what you did. You know that what you've done is unacceptable to you, to God, and to the people around you. So he's baptizing people with water out of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. So he's combined repentance, baptism, water, and the forgiveness of sins. It's a combination that hadn't been done before. They talked about baptism. They used it to wash things. They used it to wash the dirt off of converts from non-Judaism, the goyim, us, the Gentiles. If a Gentile was converted, you baptized them to wash the filth off them that he had because he wasn't a good Jew. So this comes, and Jesus appears, and he's baptized by John. Now John's in jail, and he's hearing things about Jesus. He wonders if this guy is real. He wonders who this is. Can you tell me, he says to his friends, who he is? What is he? Is he the one that we're looking for, or is he somebody else? And so he sends somebody from his disciples, and they ask Jesus, John is concerned. He wants to know who you are. Are you the one, or do we wait for somebody else? Because we look at you and we look at what you've done, and we wonder. We wonder what you are. And he sends word back to them, look at what you see. Watch what you hear. You hear the blind receiving their sight. You hear dead being raised, the lame being able to walk, all kinds of miraculous things that have never happened before. Now, what do you think? Do you think that I'm him, or do you think I'm somebody else? And what's the him John's looking for? He's looking for what we call the Messiah. And the Messiah was the one who was going to come as God would send the one at the end of time to bring back his people and reestablish the kingdom for the Jews where they'd be in charge. Now, there were multiple versions of Messiah, and there were multiple people who said they were him. Most of them wanted to basically do a political thing where they set up the Jewish kingdom, where they were in charge, everybody else came up short, and they got everything. Then there were some others who had various other things that they wanted to do. But Jesus comes as the Messiah. He's doing the things that the Old Testament says the Messiah is going to do. He's forgiving sins. He's giving life. He's making misery go away. And he's giving the possibility of having something different going on than what's happened before. And this is the message he sends to John. Look around. Listen. Have your people check and see what's going on. See if I've called it wrong. See what you see me do. And then answer your own question. And he did. And he saw these things. And John was a prophet in his own right. He'd been around a while. Just how he got to be a prophet, I don't know. But it seems like he's the present day Elijah at this time. The one coming to prepare the way of the kingdom. The one coming to prepare the way of the Lord. And he comes preparing this Jesus for his ministry by baptizing people, forgiving their sins, and making them think of what they've done and what they can do and what they can be. And then making it possible for people's lives to be changed from things that couldn't have been done before, that nobody else had done, nobody else would be able to do. And so we gather here in this third Sunday of Advent. We think about the coming of the kingdom. And that's what Jesus is. He's the coming of God's kingdom in human form. It's not just a theology. It's not just something that the Jews had in writing. It's not an idea. It's an actual person. It's God become man is the kingdom coming to mankind. The kingdom, the possibility that our sins can be forgiven and we can have eternal life, coming as the kingdom of God, he's the Messiah. He's the one that was looked on. He was the one that was coming. He was the one they were waiting for. John was curious. John had a right to ask the question because he had disciples. And he wanted to make sure that he told them the right thing. And he was seeing these things that Jesus did as things that would be expected that the Messiah could and would do for the people of God. He did them. And I'm sure John finally was satisfied. Hey, this guy isn't just another prophet. He's just not another teacher or an itinerant preacher. He is the very Son of God. He is the Messiah. He is the one who has come, not the one who is coming, but the one who is, the one who has come, the one who gives us hope. May we have the hope that John felt when he understood who he was, that this is God become man, brought for us, to us, that we might experience his love, his joy, and his peace. Find these things in your preparations for Christmas. I know it's tough. I know you got a lot to do in a very short time to do it. Gets shorter every day, and the list gets longer. And now you got to deal with the fact that you order something, maybe it won't be here by Christmas. That's going to drive you nuts too. Find the joy in this season that John felt when he understood who this Jesus was. That he was God's kingdom, come to man, come to us, that we might have hope. And be ready for Christmas. Go in peace and with joy. Amen.